Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network. Socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Check them out. They appreciate it. Good morning. November the 24th, 2021, the day before the big day. All the preparations are underway. I just was at the grocery store. I had to pick up a few essentials. Actually, I had to pick up a few essentials for the salon. You know, some mint tea, whatever. I'm so bad. You know, I like being in the hair, you know, I love being a hairdresser. I love owning my own salon, but I am the worst when it comes to certain things like seasonal stuff. You know, my buddy, the guy I used to work for in this other salon down the street, I'll keep everybody anonymous, but he was so good at that. He loved this. I think he loved this part of the business more than he liked doing the hair. You know, he loved the decorations and the leaves. I mean, it's a whole production. And I'm just not very good at that, you know? We're not all good at everything, right? I am definitely not good at everything. I'm great at showing up. I'm great at doing decent work. I'm great at being, you know, reliable. But when it comes to festivities, you know, I don't even like putting up a Christmas tree. The girls that I work with, they're like, we're putting up a tree this year. I go, okay. It doesn't matter to me. I hate it. I hate that part of my business. I hate having to deal with that. I'm just not into it. I'm not festive. Or I'm cheap. I don't know. I hate buying a lot of that crap. Don't tell anybody. It's just not my favorite side of this season. I hate, you know, I don't like putting up a tree. I mean, I feel like the whole point of it's really been lost. But I have to separate business from personal. I struggle on both sides. This is never, honestly, for me, has been a good time of the year for me. It's never been a good time of the year for me. I'm not into it. I do not like, you know, between you and I don't like Christmas. I like the idea, but I don't like what it's turned into. And it's just kind of gotten very disgusting to me. You know, we buy a bunch of junk, you know, just to buy it. And that's, I guess, kind of fun. You know, it's fun when your kids are like 2, 3, 4. But at the age that they're at now, I don't even know if they want anything. I just think they like to get stuff. And I just struggle with it. I'm not a Scrooge, though. I love to give my kids and wife stuff. I guess my issue is I feel like we have everything. I feel like my kids have everything. Everything they would ever want. You know, and we're not buying toys, even though my daughter will probably get some. She's still 9, so she'll probably get some. I know she will get some toys and some horse stuff because she likes horses. So, but, you know, my middle son, Sam, he's 10, and he's just not into toys. He's like, you know, he likes Oculus. He likes online. He likes Roblox. He likes soccer. So I guess what ends up happening is I end up buying a lot of stuff to fill this void. Like, oh, they, you know, my kids need to be opening, unwrapping presents. And it's very twisted for me. And I struggle a lot. I have a lot of financial insecurity that promise has not been, has not come to fruition for me. I still worry about it, even though I can mentally work through it. Mentally, I do realize that, you know, as long as I'm not smoking crack and paying for hookers, it'll probably be fine. But it's still, I get a lot of fear. And it's a tough time of the year. And, you know, on top of that, I used to get freaking hammered. Hammered. This used to be the tough time of the year when it came to family. You know, we would have my parents would have us over. We would end up drinking. There would be an argument between my father and I or my mother and I, you know, and they were, this is at a point where it was the end. It was the end of my, I didn't realize it, but it was becoming the end of my career in the drinking world. I didn't do it very well at this point. I did it way too much. I had a lot of issues that I hadn't realized at the time that I hadn't worked on. I was definitely spiritually lacking. I was living a self-centered, disgusting self-centered life at that point. Give me, do whatever the fuck I want. And it was bad. And, you know, there was, I think probably suicide is up around this time of the year. I think that it can be very depressing. You know, I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. I'm not a self-centered asshole completely missing humility. I was just deficient, right? I had some. Just not enough to help and not enough in the right places. But I wasn't completely deficient of it, or I would, you know, that's where, and I've talked about, you know, I wanted to kill myself several times. You know, and I think that unfortunately, when that happens in someone's life, I feel like they completely are lacking any humility. Self has completely taken over. Self has convinced this person that leaving the planet is a good idea, unfortunately. And, you know, without a program or without something like that in your life, there isn't a voice of reason. There isn't that second to take the second thought. And unfortunately, a lot of people in their lives at this time of the year, because it is very stressful. Society, we have created a very stressful society now. I mean, we have these, you know, we got to get our kids this. The kids got to have, you know, this amazing Christmas. Better. I want my kids to have a better life than I did. Well, I had a pretty fucking good life, man. So that's hard to beat. But you get caught up in it. And then, you know, and then it's just this shredding of all the paper and lack of appreciation. You know, there's probably a couple thank yous. But the reality is, they don't appreciate it. It's a fucking twisted mess. And I know, for me, it was very tough. It's tough now, even at even sober. But that balance of self and humility, it's brutal, and a lot of people get caught up in it. And listen, you can be, you know, living a pretty decent life and get caught up in getting all the stuff and trying to have the perfect Thanksgiving and not get the recognition that you feel like you should get, which can create some issues, some resentments, right? You know, this is a real, it's like a field full of landmines, just hoping you don't step on one. And believe me, back in the day, I used to fucking step on a few, and it was brutal. But I got sober, and I found a solution, which is, I don't know, recognizing that I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility, I guess, and eye-opening situation.
Two fingers counting, we have each nine planets around the sun appear. Eight ball will last if you triumphant be. seven oceans pummel the shores of the sea. It's a typical situation in these typical times. Too many choices, hey, yeah. It's a typical situation in these typical times. Too many choices. Everybody's happy, everybody's free. Keep the big door open, everyone will come around. Why are you different? Why are you that way? If you don't get in line, we'll lock you away. Comes down to nothing. Six senses feeding fire around a sense of sound. Four seasons turn on and turn on. I can see three corners from this corner. Two's a perfect number, but one round. Everybody's happy, everybody's free. We'll keep the big door open, everyone will come around. Why are you different? Why are you that way? If you don't get in line, we'll lock you away. Oh, everybody's happy, everybody's free. We'll keep the big door open, everyone will come around. Why are you different? Why are you that way? You don't get in line, we'll lock you away.
Yep. Yeah, so anyway, you know, it's just a tough time of the year. I hope everyone's hanging in there. You know, it's a green light to drink. It was always a green light to drink. And it was a green light. You know, there was a situation many years ago that, you know, I'll never forget. It was Thanksgiving. We had Thanksgiving at my in-laws. No, we had Thanksgiving at my parents' house. And afterwards, you know, it's always a big, you know, after Thanksgiving, it's always a big night. Everybody used to go out. We used to go out and party. And I remember one year my cousin and I went out and we went to some bar. And for some reason, you know, I just was so, back in those days, I was just very hostile and aggressive, you know, and I don't know what my fucking issue was, quite honestly. I don't know why when I drank back then I would get so angry. You know, maybe I was just angry at myself, right? Maybe there was, you know, when I'm having a day where, even in sobriety today, you know, if I'm having a busy day, like we just got back from Connecticut, you know, it's very testy, right? And I can be overwhelmed with junk and then one of my kids ask me something and really, you know, be grumpy to them because I'm stressed out about something else. And I think that's what happened back in those days. I was probably just completely disappointed where my life had ended up, you know, whether it was drugs, alcohol, relying on my parents, being a pain in my parents' ass at this point as a grown adult, still relying on my parents. All of that weighed on me, I guess. And whenever the alcohol would go in, the frustration would come out. And so for some reason, I don't know what it was, but my cousin and I went out one night and I almost got in a fight with somebody. And my cousin was so disturbed by my behavior. Her and I have never... I mean, I've apologized, you know, I've tried to make an amends. I don't know if she really cares one way or the other. I just know that she was so disturbed that her and I have never, ever been the same. And I've always felt really bad about that. I've made my amends. This was, oh man, this had to be 13, probably 17 years ago. 17 years ago this probably happened. And her and I still have never been the same. And I find myself being really annoyed at her because she doesn't want to accept my apology. It turns out, you know, we're different kinds of people. We're, you know, it's not the relation. The relationship ended, and it's not that big of a deal. I don't think I added anything to her life, and I don't think she added anything to mine. So, you know, no loss, I guess. But just the fact that someone doesn't want to hang out with you because they're afraid of how you act. Oh, that was so humiliating to me. Not humiliating enough to get sober, because I definitely did not get sober after that incident. And all that, you know, we were in some bar, people were getting kind of aggressive. I actually felt like they were being aggressive towards my cousin, and I was trying, if I remember correctly, I was just, you know, I was being a big shot, and it was unnecessary, and I was a total tool bag over it. 17 years ago that happened, and it's still bothers me. And, you know, and you hear, you know, when you talk about, like, in the steps where you talk about that, making that amends, right? You know, that was an amends I had to make, and I did make it, and she accepted it, but she didn't really accept it the way that I wanted her to, right? You know, as a cousins, I look at other people that have cousins, and they're always, you know, tight with their cousins. Oh, yeah, I'm going to hang out with my cousins. You know, even my son hangs out with his cousins. They have great relationships. I used to have a great relationship. Well, I mean, I still have a great relationship with my cousins on the other side of my family. But on this side of the family, my one cousin and her and I used to be good friends. And she just was so disturbed by my behavior that night that we've never been the same. And, you know, that happens. And it talks about that. You know, you may make amends with people and they don't want to accept your apology. They still really don't want anything to do with you. You know, I've probably had 3 people in my life where I just did not get along with, and there was nothing to be said or done that could have ever fixed it. We just didn't make it, just didn't work out. And unfortunately, my cousin was one of them. And it's easy for me to, you know, start making a list of things that's wrong with my cousin. Oh, well, fuck her. You know, she didn't do that. She doesn't. No. She called me out of my shit. I felt about an inch tall. And 99.9% of the time when that happens, you can say, you know, good point. I quit drinking and quit and smooth that out, right? You know, I've had many situations where I've lost friendships or had situations in the moment due to drinking that once I got sober and, you know, pulled my head out of my ass, I was able to go back and make amends and clean up that relationship. But there are some that just never happen, never gets cleaned up. And it sets in ways on you, and it's weird. And you know, and I've given up on trying to make that relationship work because, like I said, in the end, you know, we're 2 different people, right? We're 2 different people, 2 different people that used to come together for Thanksgiving and alcohol. And, you know, if I would have been like, yeah, let's go out, and we sat at a table and had a few drinks and had some laughs and then went home, everything would be probably fine today. But she unfortunately saw the true person that I was back then, which was this frightened, insecure person that once alcohol went into, completely changed, metamorphosed into this asshole. And that asshole, he came out a lot. You know, there has been, you know, when I called the cops, when someone hit my car, when I lived in San Diego, man, then I called the cops, and the cops came, and they're like, we can't do anything about this. You're in a bar parking lot. This is private property. We have nothing to do with this. I'm like, that's fucking bullshit. Fucking got all hostile at the cop because things didn't go my way, and he fucking arrested me. Called him names. Nasty. The nastiest, most embarrassing behavior would come out when I used to drink and things didn't go my way. And my cousin saw it. And today, to this day, I still have shame and embarrassment about that. And, you know, it was one of those eye-opening moments that could create change, right? You know, for some reason it didn't. I wasn't ready. But it could have been the moment. You know, I talked last week about, you know, walking down that dark hallway with no way out. And all of a sudden, this side of the hall gets kicked out and the light comes in. And it's never subtle. It's always violent. You know, this blast of debris and body parts and light coming in. And, you know, and if that's the opportunity to get out of that hall and to step into the light, you know, sometimes we take it. And that wasn't one of them. I did not take the opportunity at that moment. There wasn't enough shame and guilt in that opportunity to kick a hole in the hall. But, you know, they happen. You wake up the next day full of regret, embarrassment. You utter those words, I'm not drinking anymore, or I'm not drinking tonight. You know, maybe it's just we take that moment to not drink that night. You know, but what is that moment? What is that cousin moment that happens? You know, it will happen. In the next 2 days, there will be people that drink too much, that will say and do things that they wouldn't usually do. In that hallway, that door will get kicked in and there will be an opportunity to get sober in the next couple days. You know, if you're listening to this podcast, you're either fucked up or have been fucked up or you're worried about becoming fucked up. But there's something going on. This is not a very entertaining podcast. This is really about life after getting sober. But it's also about trying to find that light in that hallway to try to maybe attempt at getting sober. I know a lot of people in my life that are on that edge. You know, just walking that fine line, just hoping one day I'll get sober, but still loving drinking and stuff. And this will be the next couple days. You know, the holiday seasons are very tough. You know, I've talked about being at meetings and seeing people. I'll share the story about the guy in the town down the road. And, you know, at the Christmas party, and he grabbed a lady's breast drunk. And I think it was a coworker. And he got arrested. Name in the paper, picture in the paper, and immediately he showed up at a meeting. You know. And that's usually what happens. And that's great. It's awesome that we have that option. That if life gets that fucked up, we can go to a meeting, right? And you know that for a person that has done this and has ended up here, this isn't the first time, you know? This isn't the first time. I remember back in the day, you know, when I would get caught and stuck in the middle between a rock and a hard place, going to a meeting, getting sober were always a option. Maybe I'll go to meetings. I need to get back to meetings, right? It's tough. People come in and they have their head down and they show up to the meeting and, you know, they're around for a while. But eventually, unfortunately, time takes time. And during that time, we tend to start to forget and the moment seems not as bad. You know, I've shared before. If you ask me the night after I got punched in the face, it was the most horrible thing I'd ever been through. But if you ask me today, I can't even remember how many stitches it was. Maybe one or two. Time heals all wounds, unfortunately. And time heals that kicked in door down that dark hallway that eventually, you know, the light goes out and there we are walking down that endless hallway with no opportunity, no hope. No hope. So I would say anybody out there that's struggling, you know, and the light comes in, take it. Reach out. Go find somebody. Go to a meeting. Grab on. Maybe this is the opportunity. You know. Unfortunately, we just don't get exhausted from drinking. We just don't say, geez, Louise, I am tired of lifting this vodka up to my mouth. I quit. Doesn't happen like that. You need to have the door kicked in. And there's no unfortunate way around it. It's just the way it is. It's a self-centered disease. I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. Let's do a little reading. I did the podcast the other day, and it was really, I had a lot of trouble with it. So I'm just trying to push through this. So bear with me. Bear with me. Here we go. I did just get back from Connecticut. Had a great trip up there. Fucking love Connecticut. So awesome. But it's far. It's like, you know, it's actually 4.5 hours from where I live. But we came back last night. It took us 6.5 hours. The traffic was so bad. So many people. I mean, you know, and it's the holidays. It's like the, I don't know if today is the most traveled day, but yesterday seemed like one of them. And, you know, it was my wife and I and the three kids in a car for 6 hours. And, you know, it wasn't bad. We did pretty well. And, you know, all because we're sober. I'm going to just put it out there. The only reason that I am here right now today is because I'm sober. That's it. Sobriety allows me to do everything. All right, November 24th, 2021. A universal search. Be quick to see where religious people are right. Make use of what they offer. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 87. I do not claim to have all the answers in spiritual matters, any more than I claim to have all the answers about alcoholism. There are others who are also engaged in a spiritual search. If I keep an open mind about what others have to say, I have much to gain. My sobriety is greatly enriched, and my practice of the 11th step more fruitful when I use both the literature and practice of my Judeo-Christian tradition, and the resources of other religions. Thus, I receive support from many sources in staying away from the first drink. That's a good point. You know, if you talk to people about religion, and I've talked about this before, I don't understand what the beef is. I mean, I get the beef. The beef, I think, is that why people don't like religion is because in the end you go to hell. You know, if I live the life that I live according to religion, according to the Bible, I'm probably a sinner and I'm probably headed to hell, which doesn't look good. But if you look past that, which I try to, and the fact is that it's always been a relationship about self and humility. And if you want to be religious about this, self is, to me, the devil, Satan, right? And humility is God, is heaven, is an angel, peace. And, you know, some people, unfortunately, according to the Bible, a lot of self-centered people are, you know, full of the devil. As fucked up as that is, you know, if I'm doing something bad, it's the devil's behind it, according to the Bible. But it's so hokey pokey, man. It's so wishy washy. It's so cut and dry. Oh, that's the devil, and that's not. That's religion. That's the God. But if you talk to religious people, like I know several people that are very religious, and if I talk to them about how like going to church should suck, right? To me, going to church should suck. It should be inconvenient. It should be annoying, and it should be a pain in the ass. And there should be 100 other things you'd rather do. But you do it. You break away from that self life. And you go spend an hour on the humble side of your life. And you should sit and you should clear your mind and you should, or I should sit and clear my mind and, you know, have a relationship with the higher power and do everything that I need to do in that hour of inconvenience. And on the other side, when you do that hour of inconvenience, when you do the hour of something that you would absolutely would rather be doing anything else but going to church, There should be a peace that comes over you when you're done. There's a peace that comes over me when I'm done, when you leave church. You know, every time I go to church and the music starts playing, I want to cry. Which is very interesting to me, because what it's saying is that I'm inconveniencing myself. I'm doing something that other than I want, what I want to do, which is anything else. I'm in church. I'm having a moment of humility, and when that happens, I become very emotional. You know, it's just to me like a meeting. Meetings should suck. Sorry, you know. Of course, hey, what's up? You know, I enjoy going to a meeting and seeing people. You know, hey, what's up? You know, I enjoy having a nice cup of AA meeting coffee. It's my favorite. But it's annoying. You know, and I think about, you know, oh, this guy's never going to make it. You know, it's all this weird shit that goes on. But a meeting should be a fucking, you know, an inconvenience. If a meeting is better than what you were doing, you're not going to a meeting, you're going to a social event. And I'm not saying don't go. You should absolutely go, because there will eventually become a time where meetings become an inconvenience and a pain in the ass. And you, 99% of the time, people stop going. It feels so good to come out of that lifestyle that we were living in, drinking every day, fighting with my cousin, being a fucking total asshole. To come to a meeting and to step out of that world is just, it's like heaven. But it fades. It fades away. And eventually that's when meetings become an inconvenience. And that to me is when it is most important, just like church. You know? If you love going to church, if I loved it and it was better than what I was doing, you're not really going, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. But whatever. Hey, I hope everyone has a great day. I hope everyone has an amazing holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I appreciate you letting me do this podcast. I appreciate you letting me share. And, you know, hang in there, man. It is one day at a time. If you have a rough time, we'll, you know, we'll talk about it afterwards, you know. But be safe and take care. Situation in these typical times, too many choices. Yeah. It's a typical situation in these typical times, too many choices. We can do anything about it, too many choices. Typical situation in these typical times, too many choices.